Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blair, being up with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
What's up with y'all Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans?
It's all good. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio. And for all inquiries, for interviews, hit us up, putemonblastradio@gmail.com, P-U-T-E-M on Blast Radio at gmail.com. And you can hit us up on Facebook, Put 'Em On Blast Radio, just hit the like button. You can hit us up at Miss Kimmy Simone, M-I-S-S Kimmy Simone on Facebook, or Crazy Mo 916 on Facebook, Crazy with a K, Mo with no E 916. You can just Google us, you know, we're not hard to find. But off top, we want to give love to all the supporters and all the fans out there. We want to give love to all the sponsors. We want to give love to Madman UNG Records. We want to give love to Miss Very Sexy Lady. Give love to West Coast Hip Hop Awards, Dive C Pushing Dope Productions, Risk Entertainment, Oxford Street, Bipolar Naked Magazine, you know, ROK, at 12 Rounds Boxing and Fitness Center, you know, everybody out there we want to give love to, you know, and everybody who's just been dedicated and loyal, and a big shout-out to all the haters, because without y'all, you know, we really wouldn't be able to make it this far and be this far in the game like we are, but it's all good. And I also want to throw out there, February 8th, I'm going to keep on promoting it. We have in West Sacramento at River's Edge Bar and Grill from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. It's the Northern California Sacramento West Coast Hip Hop Awards audition. And you can hit us up and, you know, just email us, whatever, you know, and we can email you the contract if you're serious and you want to perform. There's going to be three or four celebrity judges picking three winners out the cities to represent for your city to perform live in Las Vegas in August. It's a two-day event, you know, VIP treatment. You get to perform. And when you come out to the audition, you know, it's a 10-minute set and everything. But if you're really serious, just email us, putemonblastradio@gmail.com, or just hit us up on Facebook. The flyers is everywhere, and we'll send you out a contract. And then you fill it out, and then it'll be all good, and we all can go on from there. But right now, we're going to get into the show. Like always, it's Thursday, and it's Music Industry Discussion. And we always have it with our special guest, Madman UNG Records. And right now, we're going to see who's on the line. Say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Yo, what up? Put 'Em On Blast. It's your boy, Madman.
Madman.
What's good, Madman? You know you got love. Doing all right. You know you got love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And just for a second, you know, I was telling everybody, you know, you're the special guest we have on every day for the every Thursday for the hip hop music industry discussion. So, you know, that's why I was just letting them know. But we're gonna keep it moving and see who else is on the chat line. So just hold on. Say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You're live. Hello, say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
It's Mwen J, man.
What up, what's up with Jay? Jay Smoke.
In the building.
All right.
That's what's up. You got much love, too, from Put 'Em On Blast Radio on Raw Dog Music. We're going to see who else is out there on the line. Say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Yo, what's good? Put 'Em On Blast Radio, Zero. What's good with you?
What's good with
zero,
you?
Zero.
Yeah, NGTVZRO, they know what it is. They know what it is.
That's what's up. It's all good. It's all love. And, you know, tonight we was going to do a topic, you know, basically just discuss some points about lip syncing. You know, it ain't really just targeted toward Beyonce since she made that little slip up, you know, and the public caught it, you know, but it was just for anybody out there lip syncing, do you guys as artists or as individuals of entertainment, do you get offended by people lip syncing, you know, like your favorite artists? Do you even get offended by people lip syncing? You know, what do you think about it, man?
Lip syncing, you know, personally me, I like to go live, you know what I'm saying? Instrumental, grab the mic and I go live so that way people can see what I'm working with. You know what I mean? And you know, since I'm not signed or whatever, not a major artist, people don't really know my song anyway. So right now, this, in my status, if I make a mistake, nobody really knows. But once you're famous and people know you and you make a mistake, they know your lyrics and stuff like that. It's a bad thing, bad look. So I say be professional at all times and do your a cappella. I mean, you know, do it live on top of your music all the time. Me, I'm against it, but you know what I'm saying? Artists use it, you know, that's what they do, you know what I'm saying? As long as they do it professionally, they get away with it, they get away with it, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the Beyonce thing, she can do what she want, man. She's professional. Everybody.
That's what's up. And Jay Smoke, do you get offended by people lip syncing?
Like Madman was saying, like, if you like already established and people already know what you're about, I ain't got no problem with it, but like if you're a new artist, like, you should go live sometime, let them know you're really talented, you know.
That's what's up. And what's your opinion on that, Zero?
Man, as far as the lip syncing, I think that part of the reason, I know when I'm getting the tickets, I want to hear that raw from your soul, you feel me? A lot of times, if you lip syncing, I mean, you put the CD on blast, and I could have did that in the whip, you feel me? I could have been riding around in a Honda Civic getting that. So when I pay my money, I expect to get what I pay for, and I expected to hear you on that mic. That's what I expected.
That's what's up. And that's basically the way I feel. You know, I feel like people shouldn't be lip syncing anyway. I understand you professional, especially underground people. You know, they shouldn't be doing it anyway. But there's people in general, if you're doing real entertainment, you're supposed to have raw talent. You know, you're supposed to be able to go to a studio and record, and you're supposed to be able to go live to do a show, a performance for people, and be able to play with a live band and be able to sit there and sing and live, see what I'm saying, without your studio version, see what I'm saying? And you should be able to cut off the music and sing a cappella and sound real good and be able to hit those notes like we hear on the CD. Some people can do that. Some people cannot. That's why they have to be covered up. And, you know, I know Britney Spears, she was lip-syncing in a concert, too, before. And don't forget, Milli Vanilli got caught lip-syncing, too. That's why one of them is gone now, but the other one is talking about it's all good. See what I'm saying? Because, like he say Beyonce's professional, so she should be able to do whatever she wants. You know, yeah, that's understandable, but if she's professional, she should know, never lip-sync. Just like when you're doing whatever you're doing, never fall. If you roller skating on a team, like T.I. and them said in the movie and stuff, whatever you do, don't fall. See what I'm saying? It's just like the same thing with music. Don't lip sync. Stay on point at all times. Show your real professionalism. That's just my opinion in that. And it's all good, though. And Miss Kimmy Simone would like to say a few words on that note, too.
See, he over here put me on blast right about now. But how y'all doing out there, gentlemen?
Yo, what up, Kimmy Simone?
Oh, it's all good. I'm just sitting here. Well, my personal opinion on that, I just think my voice just sound like it's just ringing through real good.
Nah, that's that police man.
That's all right. They can listen to it. It's all good. But what my opinion to it is, it's basically saying it go both ways. You know, me personally, if I go to a concert and I'm paying my money, I want to hear you. I don't want to hear nothing pre-recorded. I don't want to hear nothing that, you know, that you're making up. I want to hear you. That's just my personal opinion. As far as Beyonce, she's a beautiful woman, and she done got her stripes, you know. So on that behalf, Madman and Jay Smoke, I'm with you on that behalf, you know. And she there with the President of the United States, so I'm all with her. Zero, I'm with you, too, on that note. It just goes both ways. If I'm paying my money, I just want it raw and uncut. I don't want nothing pre-recorded. That's all.
That's right. You know, everybody need to look at it another way also, too. You know what I'm saying? Black president, instead of him getting a doll singer to do the singing for the inauguration, he got a sister. So y'all look at it on that tip, too, out there, industry world, radio world. they also look at it as another thing too. You know what I mean? The sister got a lot of things they trying to bring her down on, and she got a lot of things that people want, you know what I mean? So with
yeah,
that being
yeah.
said, you know what I mean, you know, hey.
At least she made it, see what I'm saying? And I'm going to say that, you know, at least Beyonce was the one who was able to sing for the president, see what I'm saying? Most people don't get to sing for no presidents like that, not no black person. And since this is a black president, you know, she feels special because she's the one that he handpicked to sing for him. He could have picked anybody. Since yep. somebody chose Beyonce, and he chose her again, even though Etta James talked bad about her on the last round, see what I'm saying? And Beyonce had a look in her face. If you watched it, she had a look in her face like something was kind of wrong. She didn't, you know, she knew something was wrong. She just felt like, I hope nobody catch this. See what I'm saying? But when she sang, it seemed like when they showed Obama, he kind of frowned a little bit. See what I'm saying? Like, he knew, like, something was wrong. Like the other man said, he said, I was sitting right next to the band. He said, I didn't hear the band at all. Because when you're playing with the band and you hear a band live in front of the president like that, of course that live band is going to be real, real loud. You're going to hear the instruments. But they was talking about they didn't hear no band. But they was looking like they was playing the instruments, and the man was conducting like he was really doing something. But it was all, you know, it was all a gimmick, you know. But and the inauguration that they had, you know, it was taking place ahead of time, and it was pre-recorded.
Yeah, it's all the records, everything, you know.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like leave Beyonce alone, let her do what she wants at the same time, but just be professional next time. Just sing it without, you know, lip syncing. Just, this is one time like everybody else, like some white people that be on the news, those politicians that be on there, and they sit there and they be slipping up saying little negative and racial comments about certain other politicians, and then they get back on the thing on TV talking about, oh, I apologize, I didn't mean it, still vote for me, and then people still vote for them. They still vote for them. I'm like, okay, it ain't nothing. So treat Beyonce the same way. See what I'm saying? She's black and white. She's not 100% black. So, you know, give her the same respect, you know, in that manner. Whatever, you know. I'm not saying it all like that, but I'm saying it in a certain way. But it is what it is. I still love Beyonce and her music. She's very talented, but just do you and keep it more real. You ain't never going to see Tupac mimicking his own stuff. See what I'm saying? What rap artists have you seen, or what rap group have you seen that goes out there and lip sync their own music that you heard of really out there in the world that just be going around doing that?
Basically just underground artists, because like Jay Smoke and Zero, they do shows constantly, and you know what I'm saying?
I ain't never did that. I always came real with it. And if I feel like I got a lip sync or something not popping, I tell the DJ put that beat on and I freestyle the whole thing. You feel me?
Right.
I put that on my grade, bro. I ain't never lip sync nothing.
Hey Zero, hey yo, this is your boy Madman, man. You know what I'm saying? I want you to do me a favor, man. Let the world know who you are, man. Where you calling from, what you got going, man, with your group Commonwealth, man, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tell them a little something. You know, first of all, shout out Atlanta A Town. You feel me, where things happen. They heard about the things that happened here. You feel me? Commonwealth, that's the initiative we're on. I feel like a lot of people, they be on that gangster rap. You know, that shit powerful. You feel me? I enjoy it myself. But hip-hop is really about that cipher. Not even the cipher that happened on the block, but it's about that family. Because if you ain't got your team that you holding down like that, you ain't got nothing in this world, man, if you ain't got the team. If you're not benefiting the things around you, you might as well not be here. You're just taking up God's air. You feel me? So the Commonwealth is about holding your people down, and it's linked up with the nonprofit we recently founded. It's called Hood 180, because that's what we do. We just be flipping these hoods. Hood 180 Incorporated. Yep, we did that last month.
Hood
180
Incorporated.
Yep, Hood 180. They don't even know what to think.
180 is
and
that you and the crew, or that's you and the school?
That's the seamless transition of the school. Meets the streets, meets the people who educated but they never went to school, meets families. It's everybody. Like everybody got a hand in it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's true community.
I like that.
It's true community. And that's what I'm on. You know, I'm representing Air Haze, too. Air Haze over everything. That's the hip-hop camp. So they can check that out online. We pretty nice with these verses. I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, we got you online. Why don't you give out your info so people can connect with you, Zero?
Okay. The easiest way to do it is you go on Google. You ain't even got to do too much. You type in NGTVZRO, and that's negative zero without the vowels, basically. You type that in Google. One more time. That's the NGTVZRO. And that's going to link you up with the Bandcamp, the SoundCloud, the Facebook, all that. So I made it easy for people. Because, you know, we ain't got time to do all that. You're driving around in a car trying to get it in there on your cell phone. You just need to put it in one time and get it.
That's what's up. And while I got you on the line, is there a positive message you can give to all the young upcoming artists that's coming out in the industry?
Man, if I had anything in my soul to say to young people coming up in industry, it's one, listen to everything with a grain of salt. Because you know in your soul what your purpose is. Because you know why you started the journey. So anything a hater got to say, anything someone got to say to defeat you in your spirit, once you decide it, it's no turning back. Decide definitively, and you never stop. You don't never stop, no matter what nobody say. You go hard. If someone say stop, that means you got to go harder. It means you're not going hard enough. You got to go hard, and you got to go smart at the same damn time.
That's what's up. And right now, you know, there's Zero, you guys listening to him right now. I'm putting him on Blast Radio. You know, it's Music Industry Discussion Night with special guest Man Human G Records. Much love to his co-host, this very sexy lady out there. I know she's tuning in and everything. But tonight, you know, like, you know, we're discussing music. And since we're on the topic of music and everybody knows what Put 'Em on Blast Radio is, everybody knows it's me and Miss Kimmy Simone. We're the only two running this, and everybody knows how we run the show. It's all about promotion. So since we're promoting, we got Zero on the line. We're going to get into him, we're going to finish off his interview on this, and we're going to get him back on the line again so we can hear a little bit of his music and things. But right now, Zero, I want to ask you, what is your goals in this, your goals and accomplishments in this music industry?
If I have any goal, I don't consider myself an artist or a musician, honestly. So when I think about my goals, it's directly reflected in that. I look around and I walk, you know, I went to school at Clark and Atlanta Metropolitan College. And these are places of very strong spiritual worth, very strong place for upcoming brothers. But the neighborhoods all around is dilapidated and gentrified. So I look around and the hood just be sick. And oh my God, I just want to make the hood feel good. You know what I'm saying? Give them something they can eat. Now, I ain't trying to feed everybody now, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it easy for you to eat. I'm going to make it real easy for you to eat. So if I'm anything, I'm politicking out here for my people, man. And everything needs that. I could say a whole bunch of other things, but it's about making my people healed because we're so sick.
Well, why don't you tell everybody about your spot on Wednesdays where y'all do the spoken word at, so me and Jay Smoke can roll up there, man.
Oh, you know what? Well, we switched it up a little bit. You know, we did Wednesdays at the Urban Grind for a second, but we don't do that Wednesday no more, but we still got something to pop off. Like, for example, this Saturday, we got the Commonwealth Experience, and that's at 879 Ralph David Abernathy. That's the Soul Vegetarian Complex. And we're doing that this Saturday.
Again?
We got the live music with the rock band. They're going to be playing chess, and we got the art on the wall, live art. We got killer spitters coming through, singers.
Repeat that address again.
That's 879 Ralph David Abernathy. And that's right off the Joseph Lowry exit off the interstate, I-20. We get it popping over there. We also do, you know, Thursday at Kilgore at Morehouse Campus. That's always a good spot to be. Abyss Graham came through tonight. You know, the famed deaf poet, guitarist, lyricist. He came through and did Stupid Wisdom. He did like a 45-minute set and just was like ripping.
Yo, I ain't been down in a minute. Shout out to my boy Shift and Mingo. You know what I'm saying?
Word. They said, what's up with you, man?
It's all good. Is there any shout out you want to give out, Zero?
And first of all, shout out to Air Haze. That's my camp. I can't do it without my people. I constantly making sure, you know, I'm on my P's and Q's, and me making sure they're on their P's and Q's too. It's checks and balances. Shout out to Put 'Em On Blast, first of all, for having me. That's always respect there. And last but not least, the great spirit that governs all things that's inside of you at this very moment. Respect to that.
That's what's up. Much love to you, too. And shout out to everybody. You gave shout outs to everybody out there in the world. Give much love. You know, and I just want to ask you, what do you got going for yourself, like, as far as album-wise, like, you know, like, who do you work with?
Oh, man, shoot. I got, let's see, we got a few things on the table. I dropped Red Sword last year. That's a good one, man. A lot of people don't know, like, I ain't even been rapping for a year. I was rapping for a month, and I dropped that album. And on everything I love, that shit cold. You feel me? It's super ice cold. Of course, I'm a much better artist now, but that's Red Sword still checks out. You can find that online if you follow the information, NGTVZRO, type that in Google. I'm also in a play called Rimshot, which it deals with human trafficking, which is a big problem in Atlanta and in the world. People think slavery is over. It's not. It's simply not. Children being sold just like they're some refrigerators, bro. It's the saddest thing you've ever seen. So that play recently got recognized by Senator Donzella James. Some other notables in the political world jumped on it. We got a conference. We got speak time in front of some legislative hearings. And also MoviePot.com, they added us to their ticket for the festival in New York. And they let my boy Got Knox spit up there. And Knox is one of the characters in the play, incidentally. He's also one of our liaisons. So that's Rimshot. That's a powerful production by Angela Carswell and Reggie Kaysan. They real lovable, real deep brother and sister. You feel me? That's on the table. The next project coming up is called No Target Audience. I switched it up on them because they I be telling them I'm not a rapper, but for some reason they think I'm a rapper. I told them I'm not a rapper. Ain't Christmas or nothing, bro. I ain't never rapped nothing. You feel me? We got the jazz guitar. We got the rock and everything on this. It's called No Target Audience because that's exactly what it is. I ain't out here targeting nobody. And music just speaks to your soul. If you got a soul, you're going to fuck with it. That's how I heard it.
Yo,
so,
Jay Smoke, still there?
Got on table. Mm-hmm.
Jay Smoke, what?
Nah, he hung up.
Okay.
Yeah, Jay Smoke hung up. Yeah, but it's all good and it's all love. And right now, I want to ask you, Zero, is there anything or anybody that you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter who it is or what it is, whether it's positive or negative, but if it's negative, keep it to a minimum. And it could, even if it's about us as hosts, and hopefully at the end of the show we can work it out so, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. But is there anything or anybody that you might want to put on blast at this time, even if it's yourself?
Yo, I want to put on a homie. I'm going to put on my boy Yoash Victorious. And the reason I want to put this man on blast, Yoash Victorious, is because not only is he my man's, obviously, but this man, his hustle is so foolish. Like, when I tell you this bro is like a true indie artist, he always show up like he did the IBOK campaign. He always got a fresh IBOK shirt on, the fresh IBOK hat, you know what I'm saying, IBOK for short. And my man, he stepped up in the engineering game. He always be on the ones and twos. His engineering is very masterful. And he played the piano at a very high level. And he always inspired me. He going to Zimbabwe in February to hash out some work there. So my man, he hopping on a plane, bro, and he making that quantum leap. So I'm going to give a shout-out to my man, Yoash Victorious, especially since he about to leave the States. So I'm going to give my man love. I'm assuming he never coming back. I want that great success for him, that he never has to come back.
Have a safe trip from Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Be safe on them flights over that water. Have a safe from here to there. You know, much love. And I want to ask you, if you ever made it to the peak, to your peak in your career, to whatever point that you're trying to make it to, how would you give back to the people?
If I got to the peak, the best way I'm going to give back to the people is not in a selfish way. I constantly give to myself. And when I give to myself, I'm listening to what the streets need. I'm listening to what my mother needs. I'm listening to what these babies need. And when I hear them and I really empathize with them, I know that all things I do, since I'm connected to my people and I was never separated, all things I do give to them. So I don't even, that's not even something consciously I ever even think about, because I know I've been like this from the start and I'm going to be like this at the finish. So at my pinnacle, all it means is what I'm giving them now, I'm going to give them more of that. And I give them that stuff that make you wake up in the morning. that stuff you got hit in your face and it ain't even hurt like that. You know what I'm saying? That soldier music, you feel me? That's what I'm going to give them. I'm going to give them the spirit. They're going to put it on the CD. They're going to spin it around. And then I'm going to come through the hood and ball out with them. I'm going to come through the suburb, too.
That's what's up. It's all good. Man, is there anything you want to put on blast at this time, man?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, I talk about I'm going to put some people on blast. Don't be afraid to check in to tomorrow, man, on UNG radio station, man, when I bang rap history, when I teach these truckers right here what it's about in the music industry, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be banging all night. We're playing nothing but hip-hop history songs, you know what I'm saying? None of this new wave. No disrespect to my brothers that's doing new wave music, you know. I'm glad they're not working at McDonald's, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to people that's working at McDonald's. You got to feed your family with that way you're feeding your family. But, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about real history music, you know what I mean? So we're going to be banging that all night tomorrow. So y'all tune in. There's some new songs from Madman, Jay Smoke. I even got a new song from Crazy Mo named Final. I got songs on there from Zero, you know what I'm saying? Bro got hands on them. I'm not exactly sure that's the name of the title, but we banged that, you know what I mean? But,
close enough.
Tomorrow we putting people on blast, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all check us out, man, in the rap history, man. It's Madman. Y'all go on there and check us out, man.
Let everybody know what time that is.
That's tomorrow night, man, starting at 10 o'clock Eastern time. We was going to stop at 3, but we're going to go all the way to 6. We're just playing songs from everybody, all the homies that support us, you know what I'm saying? We banging everybody music tomorrow, man. We got songs from Mingo. We got songs from Shift, Game Warden, K-Pain, you know, Mr. CR, DT. We playing songs from Scarface, Ice Cube. We playing nothing but history. If your song ain't history, you ain't getting played. But I'm playing all the homies that's down with Madman, all the unsigned artists that support my radio station, that press like on Facebook, that go to Twitter and ride with me, that show up to my shows and videos, that call me and what's up, Ken? How y'all doing over there? You know what I'm saying? I'm riding with my niggas who ride with me. That's how I go, period. KRS-One, shout out.
True.
And I want to give an extra shout out to Two Squad and Cyan and everybody out there, YFK, everybody out there in the A. I see y'all out there. Much love to y'all for Atlanta. And y'all's one of our biggest supporters. So, you know, y'all got big ups. You know, any day, anytime, just reach out to us. We'll reach right back. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you pull us, we'll pull you in. It's all good. But right now, I want to salute you, man, and salute Jay Smoke and salute Zero for tuning in and my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone, for everybody tuning in tonight for the music industry discussion. But we're going to end the show. And I just want to tell everybody, be safe, stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to support our local artists. No matter where you are on this planet, support your local artists. And much love to everybody out there all the way around the world. We see you guys, and we will be, well, you guys will be hearing from us real, real soon. Crazy Mo and Kimmy Simone, put them on blast radio, Raw Dog Music, the number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.
Word.